Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from a national opinion survey. I am not selling you anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This report goes to the Congress so they could know what your community wants. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. Now, let me see. Are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race, other?
Yes.
African-American?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. If you don't mind, may I ask your age?
55.
Okay, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number will you pick?
10.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Thinking about the direction of the country's headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, huh? Okay, great.
Yeah.
And if your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and rising wages, border security, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving the student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and reducing crime. Which two will you pick?
The one about the food and the one about wages.
Okay. Creating more jobs and rising wages?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As a concept, protecting Australia, Social Security, wages and crime. You said the one about food?
Lowering the cost. Yeah, the one about the price of food.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you for your answer. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Mark K. Robinson.
Fifty.
Okay. Tim Scott.
0.
Kamala Harris.
Above a 90.
Donald Trump.
0.
Josh Stein.
Josh Stein. About 50.
Joe Biden.
100.
Cornel West.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know much about him. Let's say 90.
Okay, because you could say no opinion or you could say never heard. You still want to give him the 90? Oh, no opinion?
90.
Okay. Okay, and the last one is Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
For what, president?
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden.
Okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today, and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Liberal Mike Ross, Democrat Josh Stein, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Who did you say, the Democrat?
Josh Stein.
I guess I had to go with him.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Do that to me again.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah, I've heard some of you.
Okay, so
Joe Biden.
All right. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Somewhat less favorable? Much less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Okay. And why would that be?
That is a Democrat. I'm a Democratic person.
Okay, I see. Okay, Democrat. Okay, just one second, please. All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? Some, a lot, little, nothing at all?
A lot. One, he wants to be a dictator, and I don't like that.
Yeah. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable.
Much more unfavorable because we have 34 accounts.
Because of what, sir?
34 felony accounts.
Oh, the felony, yeah.
Yeah. If anybody else had two accounts,
yeah,
they wouldn't even, you know, they wouldn't even be able to carry a gun and this and that. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, of course. They want to give you 25 or more, right? Okay, now, yeah. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. A lack of greater economic opportunities.
Those two right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Yeah, okay.
Those two right there.
Okay, you also have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
That one, definitely.
Okay, so you could choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president?
That one and Donald Trump getting elected.
Okay. There you go. Okay, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Rising costs is one. And what did you say, another one?
No. Between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who would be better at dealing with this issue? Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Who would be better at dealing with that?
Oh, Donald Trump. I mean, not Donald Trump. Who would be better? Joe Biden.
Somewhat or much more?
Why? Because
somewhat better or much better?
Much better, because Donald Trump don't care about nobody but Donald Trump.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
Much better?
Much better.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Okay, great. Okay, we already 81, okay? We almost done. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It really don't make a difference, because I worry about what's happening over here in the U.S.,
I got you.
I'd rather just let them deal with whatever they got going on, that fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even have nothing to do with it.
Yep, I understand. Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to the falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, Do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree. I wish they found some more.
I strongly agree. Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with that statement.
Okay.
Say again?
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
I just say I disagree.
Okay, no problem. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, other?
Probably TikTok.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you finished, from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate bachelor's, postgraduate master's, some college, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
I attend church just about every day, whether it's through media or just go physically to church once a week.
Twice a week?
I attend church 5 days a week and then on Sunday.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you lived in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I would say half and half.
About half?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.